Now, Eric Smith dominated the Australian art world in the 1950s and 1980s, but seemingly vanished from the scene shortly after. Who was Eric Smith, three-time Archibald winner, and what happened in his artistic career? Where did he go? Well, here to explore these questions is Tom Murray, professor in screen media and creative arts at Macquarie University, and a 2SER alum as well. How exciting is that? Tom, thank you for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jake. Thanks. Great to be with you.
Great to have you here on the show. So, Tom, Eric Smith, who is this guy? What did he paint? What style? And give us a bit of a biographical, you know, man behind the story.
Right. Well, Eric Smith is one of those really curious figures that was absolutely massive. You know, if you're from the 50s, from 1956, when he won the Blake Prize, which was huge then, not as big as the, it's not quite so big these days, but he won the Blake Prize for a painting called The Scourge Christ that was he'd converted to Catholicism, but he was a painter that was constantly looking for what new ways to express himself. So when you eventually get to see the painting, you can Google it, The Scourge Christ, it's kind of slightly sort of cubist. And he was constantly looking for new ways to kind of express what to him, I guess were kind of the spiritual values that he sensed in himself and in the world. And having been a soldier in the Second World War, I guess he had some kind of pretty unique views on the human conditions, which he was trying to express through his paintings. So he went through a number of different styles, from kind of social realist in the 30s and 40s when he was a young fella, through to this religious phase when he was kind of painting representations of the Stations of the Cross and of different biblical figures, through to being one of the leads, along with John Olson, in a movement that came to be kind of known as like an Australian abstract expressionist movement from an exhibition they did in 1956 called Direction One. So he went a whole bunch of different types of ways to express himself until 1982, 83, when he sort of disappeared from the scene.
Wow, okay, that's a little bit of mystery. Now, I'm not super up to date with Eric Smith, so I'm looking at his paintings now, Scourge Christ in particular, and they're quite fantastic, and like you say, a little bit cubist there, tremendous amount of colours. For those people who maybe don't know too much about Smith like me, what kind of accolades did Eric Smith acquire, and how have his contributions to the Australian art scene been made? Like, where can we feel his sort of reverberations through Aussie art?
It's a really good question, because it tells us a little bit about the art scene in general, I guess, and that he'd won just about everything he could win. Between 1956, wow, when he won the Blake Prize that I was talking about, through till 1982, he won the Archibald three times. He won the Blake Prize six times. He won the Wynne, the Sulman. He won everything there was to kind of get. And kind of that meant that national art coverage and newspapers and biographers wanted to know about him and interviewed him and all that kind of stuff. And then really quite suddenly, I mean, he was in his 70s, but suddenly the dealer that had been working with Eric Smith, a guy called Rudy Comon, who was a fantastically influential guy and a real kind of charismatic bon vivant, he died in 1982, right when Eric Smith had won the Archibald with a painting of him. So without Rudy Comon, who represented a whole bunch of artists, and like I don't think many of your listeners would have heard of Eric Smith, because he was so massive, and then he sort of became unknown, and there was no gallerist like Comon to kind of follow up. And Comon had everyone. He had Fred Williams, he had John Olson, he had Joy Hester, he had Brett Whiteley. So wow, this was a really fantastic art dealer who had, yeah, all the kind of superstars of the day. And then suddenly he disappeared. And for a guy like Eric Smith, who was pretty shy, maybe not shy, but he just wasn't a guy that kind of put himself out there in the world. He wasn't a self-promoter. And so Smith just basically ended up for the last 40 years of his career working on a really strict regime, 8 till 6, but in his studio, making a whole lot of amazing art that no one has seen.
Wow. And so he just kept working, but I guess not so much promoting himself after Komen passed away. Was he just still creating as much as he did before, but, you know, just not getting it profiled, not getting it seen? What happened to those artworks?
Yeah, totally. So he never had a solo exhibition after 1989, and but he was in his studio 8 till 6, and he created hundreds, thousands of artworks, and some of them are absolutely stunning. Like if you have a look at the conversation piece on him, you can see a couple of them. There's these amazing abstract works that he did in the 1990s into the 2000s. So yeah, he was still prolifically working, and really a massive self-critic. So he destroyed, like, we'd have so many more of his works, except that he destroyed over half of them because he just said they didn't kind of meet up to, you know, the ideal that he had in his mind's eye.
It's hard to hear.
Yeah. But and there was just a couple of collectors, and one collector in particular, a guy called David Taylor, who came down from Brisbane each year, loved his work, absolutely loved his work, and bought a couple each year. And those have been on David Taylor's kind of private walls for all these years. And now at this exhibition at Macquarie University, we've taken a bunch of the works that have been up at David Taylor's and a bunch of other works from private collections, and we put them on the wall. It's the first solo show that Eric Smith has had, first major public solo show since the 1980s. And people get to see some of these fantastic works.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask just before we run out of time here, Tom. Yeah, you've co-created this Eric Smith exhibition titled The Metaphysics of Paint, if that's correct?
That's right.
So where is this event? It's at Macquarie University. Where in Macquarie University? It's a big campus. And when can we go see it? What are the dates?
It's on from now through till August, so there's still plenty of time to catch it. It's in the Chancellery building, so in the kind of bottom of campus. Ask people for directions. It is a big campus.
Yeah.
And you get to see paintings like throughout his career, from the early 1950s through till the very last works he did when he died in 2017 at the age of 97. A good knock there.
Wow, brilliant. Tom, thank you so much for dropping by to tell us all about Eric Smith. I've definitely got something to Google now on my way home. These paintings are fantastic, and I've been a little bit culturally enriched. Thank you for your time this morning, and good luck, and thank you for showing all these amazing artworks at this new exhibit. It's been great chatting with you.
Thanks, Jack. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
No worries. That was Tom Murray, professor in screen media and creative arts at Macquarie University and a 2SER alum, talking about Australian artist Eric Smith's fascinating artistic career and life. The exhibit, Eric Smith, The Metaphysics of Paint, is showing now at Macquarie University Art Gallery until August 1st.